Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and today's topic is Ensuring Success, Pre-Remediation as a Valuable Alternative. An alternative to what? We'll get into that. This week I received a letter from a teacher. Really liked this letter. She says, I would love to know your advice on pre-teaching. My colleague does this for math instruction and has seen great gains. She teaches the whole group lesson for the day to those students she suspects of needing a double dose of instruction in small group before the whole group lesson begins. She's seen great gains in confidence with these students during whole group instruction due to them having had this pre-teaching beforehand. What would this look like for ELA? I'm eager to try it, just not too sure how. My response to this was, I know of no research on this scheme, but it's something that I've long recommended for certain Tier 2 programs. Recently, I heard from a middle school that had taken this approach on my recommendation. They've had a big success with it in terms of student learning and were looking to expand their efforts. They sent me test scores and everything. I think this could make great sense within a classroom as well, at least under certain circumstances. I've not recommended this approach for classrooms in the past, nor have I seen it in operation in that form, but I'm convinced it could pay off. Why do I think it would be beneficial? Well, first, and perhaps most importantly, it would increase the amount of instruction that some kids would get. Such time increases often result in learning gains, especially for those students who don't tend to catch on as quickly as the others. Another possible advantage is the one that you allude to. This game plan alters the social fabric of a classroom in a way that could be productive because it puts the low kids on a more even footing with the higher achieving ones. In my experience, that can be very motivational. Think of the way Tier 2 programs often work. Teachers recognize that some students struggle to read their social studies books, say. These students can't keep up with the rest of the class and have trouble completing assignments because of the reading gap. Accordingly, the teachers refer the students for remedial assistance. In response, the remedial specialist, and that might be a reading specialist or a special educator, assesses the referred students, and those who test low enough qualify for a dose of some kind of pull-out teaching. Let's say that the students in question are fourth or fifth graders who read at a second or third grade level. The remedial teacher will likely place those students in a book or program supposedly appropriate to those reading levels. In the regular classroom, all the kids will be taught social studies, and including these pull-out kids, all the kids will be taught social studies with a grade level text. But these pull-out students will get more reading practice at their reading levels with some other books down the hall, and this will likely include some vocabulary work and fluency work as well. After some amount of instruction, the Tier 2 teacher often will report that these students are progressing nicely. And what did the teacher who originally made the referral? She thinks, what a waste of time. These students, even if they've made some progress in reading, perhaps those second grade level readers can now handle text at a 2.5 grade level, but those gains make nary a dent in these students' inability to handle the grade level social studies book that led to the referral in the first place. These students still cannot do the assignments, still cannot keep up with their classmates, and simply cannot read the content texts that were the original reason for the concern. The students' thoughts on the matter should be considered in this as well. They're often not happy with being singled out for remedial work since it highlights their deficiencies to the other students. They might not mind if they had a sense that this extra tuition was paying off, but gains substantial enough for that are all too rare. Moving from a 2.0 to a 2.5 reading level for a 9 or 10-year-old student is barely noticeable, and it certainly isn't likely to enable them to accomplish their goals or their teacher's goals. There's just too big a mismatch between what everyone wants, educational success for the struggling students, and what's going to be provided instructionally. That kind of teaching is unlikely to transfer to the intended goal if success with the context text is that intended goal. This pre-teaching approach to Tier 2 turns that situation that I just described on its head. The students aren't working on out-of-grade level texts, but with the actual text that they need to read. They aren't always lagging the other students, but are instead always a step ahead. The instruction they receive is not necessarily very different from what they would be doing with those second grade texts. They're engaged in vocabulary work and guided reading and repeated reading and so on. But those lessons have a perceptible payoff to the student. Students can gauge the results themselves by considering what they're now able to do in their classroom when all their friends are watching. Instead of feeling unnecessarily isolated or segregated, the success this approach provides increases their ability to connect with their classmates and more than compensates for the embarrassment of the pullout work. Those meaningful payoffs are why I frequently recommend that approach for Tier 2 programs, particularly in middle schools and high schools. But it could pay off as a strategy for more effective classroom teaching as well. As regular readers of this blog know, I often discourage small group instruction because of the inefficiencies it tends to introduce. However, I do say that if some students fail to meet the intended goals from a whole class lesson, the teacher may want to follow up with additional small group work to get all the students across the goal line. To me, that's an appropriate use of small group teaching. Your colleague is taking a preventative approach rather than my remedial one. I gotta say, I like her thinking on this better than my own. Although the overall approach lacks clear research support, though there are studies showing that it is possible to use instruction to transform a text from frustration level to instruction level, that means that such pre-teaching, however and wherever it might be delivered, could have a real payoff in terms of student learning, even within English language arts. Much comprehension instruction takes the form of guided reading practice, and this approach would allow a greater percentage of students to benefit from such practice with more complicated or complex texts than in the past. That's where it would fit in your ELA program. I know some teachers would be afraid of this approach because of their concerns that those students should be getting more time with reading-level texts. Nevertheless, research suggests that the gains that they would be making from learning to read the grade-level text successfully should advance their reading at least to the degree that instructional-level teaching does. But what about the fourth-grade teacher who has students with the decoding skills of a first or second grader? That isn't content that would make sense for all the fourth or fifth graders, but it's obviously necessary for those who haven't yet mastered those skills, and these must be taught either in the classroom or in an intervention. That's most certainly going to be small group work in either. This pre-teaching scheme only makes sense if it's providing support for the low students to take on a grade-level curriculum, not for addressing important gaps that are not part of the grade-level curriculum. That means, as good an idea as I think this is, it isn't appropriate in all cases. But indeed, I'm with this teacher's colleague. The idea of heading off problems and ensuring success for the strugglers is much more valuable than trying to put a patch on that after they've failed, after they've been embarrassed, after they haven't been able to succeed. If you are interested in getting a written copy of this presentation, you can go to Shanahan on Literacy, my website. Look at for the May 5th, 2024 entry, Ensuring Success, Pre-Remediation as a Valuable Alternative. Let me thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, for the wonderful contribution he makes to this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you up the road a piece. Thank you.